You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in again, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, holy moly, I mean, I'm looking through the standings, and after another great week by the Cubs, we're talking about three teams in all of Major League Baseball with a better record than the Cubs right now. Two of them happen to be in their division, but what is, how do you put into words what is going on right now with the Chicago Cubs?
It just really comes down to the guys are feeling pretty good about themselves, and they've been playing really good baseball, and they've done everything right, and I think the pitching has been the key that sort of sets the tone every day. And it's really been kind of fun to watch the guys, because with each win, they get a little more confidence, and, you know, especially with a young team like this. And it's just sort of, domino effect, you know, as soon as you get one win and then boom, and then it just kind of keeps going. They lost Sunday to the White Sox and Chris Sale, but that wasn't, Chris Sale's really good. So, and he struck out 15. And what a lot of the Cubs players were saying is that they just simply couldn't see the ball from him. It was a bright day. It was daytime. The way his arm angle is, a couple players said they'd see it in his hand and then it would disappear. And all of a sudden, boom, it'd be in the catcher's mitt. So I'm not taking anything away from Chris's talent there, but a lot of it had to do just with the situation and the setting, and okay, they lost, and now we move on, and the Cubs will hope to start a new streak this week.
And in fairness, they're not the only team that occasionally has trouble seeing the ball with Chris Sale throwing it. He is obviously one of the best lefties out there. But I thought it was funny too, Madden's comments after the game, and you know, talking about it being a playoff atmosphere, and really, as only he can do, at least as well as he does it, totally making a positive out of a loss. I mean, he just—it's as if there wasn't even a loss there.
Well, and really, this is the kind of thing they have to. They're going to face, if they do get to the playoffs, they're going to face good pitching. So, Chris Sale is the type of guy. You know, they're going to face it. When they swept the Giants, they didn't face Madison Bumgarner. You know, they have to be prepared for this kind of thing. And it was a good test. It was a good wake up. And it really was, even though Soler struck out with the bases loaded in that particular inning that Joe was talking about, it really was exciting with the way the crowd was on its feet. There was a big goosebump moment there. So and Sale, to his credit, he threw 99, and then he fooled him with an 87-mile-an-hour slider, which some might say was not quite in the strike zone, but I'm going to give the umpires the credit.
Yeah. You said earlier, you know, the domino effect, the confidence building. I ran into your old friend Dusty Baker about 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about this Cubs team, the good Cubs teams he had that got to the postseason. And he talked about that very thing, right? Especially something about Wrigley Field in Chicago, where there is a magic, there's an energy, the goosebump thing that can build around a winner in that town. And to that end, you know, you saw the play to Anthony Rizzo up on top of the tarp into the stands making the great play. You've seen Starlin Castro, who has had a history of being, you know, who he is, but now starting to play second base, doing it with apparently some conviction and a commitment to helping this team, doing the small things. And it seems like a lot of those pieces, right? A lot of that momentum, the domino effect, that extra 12th man, as we call it in football, is really starting to take shape with this team. And I know there were talks before the season about maybe next year, you know, we're just building. That's got to be in the rearview mirror now, right? This has to be, we're going for it.
Well, yes and no. I'm not going to burst your bubble. I mean, the nice thing is everything I hear from the players is that it's not about me, it's about us. You know, everyone to a man has said, you know, it's not how I do, it's how we do as a team. And that that's one of the coolest things to see in a clubhouse and to see the chemistry developing that way. It's not about whether or not Rizzo gets five RBIs. It's about whether or not the Cubs win. It's not, and that's a huge, huge thing for them to do. When you say going, you know, really going for it. Yeah, they're going for it. I don't know. There's been, I don't know if you're referring to maybe there's rumors that they might be trying to add other players before the, I knew I'd have somebody backing up next to me before the, what is it? The deadline, the August 31st deadline.
Right.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Cubs maybe going after somebody like a Chase Utley. I don't think, I think a lot of the guys in the clubhouse feel that they're fine the way they are. And I like that attitude too, is that, you know, these are the guys that got us here. We're winning. We're winning with this group. Let's stay together. Let's keep it the way it is.
Well, and you know what? There are cases, right, where you can add a good piece or what might be perceived to be a good piece, and it can only harm the chemistry. There is something magical, it seems, going on with this group, and so maybe there's something to that. Why mess with it if it's not broken? What about Castro? He is making this transition to second base. Is this a long-term solution? And what do you make of what you've seen so far?
I think it's still an adjustment period for him. He said everything's backwards, which is understandable. So I think once he gets a little more comfortable, it'll be okay. They've got some other pretty talented infielders in their system. You know, Javi Baez is playing at AAA Iowa. He's really good defensively at second base. But I think Castro, the fact that Castro's willing to do this and didn't fight it and didn't pout is a really good sign on his part. Again, it's about the team. And again, just to go back to your thing about, you know, is this the year? They're really the Cubs are ahead of schedule. I think everyone was pointing towards 2016. And I just, you know, whatever they do this year at this particular moment is really, what is it? Just icing on the cake. I mean, this has been totally unexpected considering what this team did last year, and especially with all the kids in the lineup. So I think Cub fans right now are enjoying it, and they should. And let's see what happens.
Okay. All right. There was you had a bit in one of your stories this last week, and it's one of those things I get tickled by. But help people understand that Joe Maddon is not superstitious.
Correct.
He's just
stitious. Right, which I think is something from The Office. So if you're a fan of The Office, you would understand that. He apparently has been wearing the same pair of socks from they started with a game against the Rockies. They won that, which kind of started that 15 to 16 game streak. He's worn the same pair of socks, camouflage colored, from his home to the ballpark. He had not washed them until after they lost the game in Pittsburgh. He had them washed. And now, after losing to the White Sox on Sunday, he said that he was going to get them washed again.
Mm-hmm.
So he said they didn't stink too bad, but he's just admitted that he's a little suspicious about things like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, as anyone knows, a contending team, and we haven't, figured out if that's exactly what we're trying to do here. But if a team's going to contend, if they're going to win in the postseason, they have to have, I think, a solid back into the bullpen, just a rock star closer. So who's the closer? And
Hector Rondon is, but don't tell him. So that's the attitude that Maddon wants to take, is that he might be calling on Rondon to pitch in the ninth, but he doesn't want to tell him that because he doesn't want him thinking too much. They sort of went through a phase where Rondon started the season as the closer, and then he struggled, so they used him more in, like 7-8 type thing. And he got back on his feet. Now he's rattled off a whole bunch of saves. I lost track. But he's rattled off a bunch of saves. He's been successful. And now Joe's attitude is, let's not tell him what's going on. Let's just keep it going and we'll be fine. I kind of like that.
Yeah. No, I do too. Sometimes I don't know that everything necessarily needs to be laid out explicitly. It does sound a little suspicious, just a tiny bit suspicious, but that's
a little,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, more home games for this team, which, geez, I mean, they are riding a wave right now. Enjoy it, Carrie. It is always interesting with the Cubs, and I'll be excited to see what we have on tap again next week when we reconnect.
All right, very good.
Okay, there she goes. Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.